Shalom Aleichem, Abba Yaakov, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Chav Vav, Sanhedrin 26a, pagination is 51. We'll start on the facing page, counting up from the bottom four lines. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Stam Roeh, Pasul. A case of a shepherd is such that he would be Pasul invalid as a judge, as a witness, in a sweeping concept, just to be really simple about it, the concern by a shepherd is that he would bring his sheep to other people's field to pasture and was violating the prohibition on theft on a regular basis. And therefore, the ordinary shepherd, if we do not have any evidence one way or the other, the default position was that he was pasul. In contrast, stam gabai kosher, the case of a tax collector, a person who's a gabai, he's in charge of the community to deliver on their behalf whatever taxes and demands the governor would have, so the default position was that he was kosher unless we have evidence that he would be taking improperly based on the leverage of his position, that he was taking improperly. The Gemara relates indeed an example of a gabai kosher. Avua de Rav Zera, the father of Rav Zera, Ovid Gav Yusa, Telesar Shinin. He was the collector for 13 years. Gavi Osi Resh Nara Lamasa. The typical scenario was that when the governor would show up in town, Ki Havichazi Rabbanan, when he would see rabbis, people who were learned, on the street, Amalei, he would tell them in a rabbinic fashion, quoting a pasuk, Lech ami bo b'chaderecha, go my nation into your secure rooms and hide yourself adyavar zam until the danger passes. Kiavachazi in shidemasa, when he would see people of the town, ordinary people, they weren't learned. Omar, he would say, Reshnara Asalamasa, the governor person is coming to town. Ve'idna nochis abba lefum bra uvra lefum abba. And he is going to slaughter, he's going to kill the father in front of the son and the son in front of the father. And this was a riddle type of talking, which what he meant was, he's going to squeeze the money out of you. And what the father of Reb Zera, this person in charge of the collections, wanted was, as a liaison with the Jewish community, he wanted to alert people that they shouldn't be on the streets, there shouldn't be a lot of people around when this governor showed up, because the taxation was on a whim. The governor would show up, he'd see lots of people, and he would arbitrarily demand very high sums of payment. This was totally not objective taxation. It was based on a whim. And therefore, he was looking to try to make the population look lower, or at least not provoke this governor into demanding large sums. It's important to do the contrast, because it's just so striking, between this and the kind of taxation that we're familiar with in the United States, which is based on laws. Now, some people don't like the laws. They wish that their particular tax bracket wasn't taxed so highly. But the concept of taxation is a basic concept. We have it expressed as partially lefum nefashos and partially lefi mamon, that part of the taxation is based on a head count, part of it is based on earnings, and you have different types of taxation. Sometimes it's a blend of the two, but taxation in order to do services rendered so that there should be hospitals and there should be government and there should be a judicial system and there should be police protection and a standing army. That type of taxation is very different and very respected as opposed to the kind of taxation that was being described from the governor in the time of the Talmud. Moving on to today's daf, Omignizu kulei alma, and people would hide. Kiasi, when he finally showed up in town, and people were off the streets, who am I going to collect from? There's not much to collect in this town, and better you should move on. Kinicha nafshe, when this father of Reb Zera was passing away, Amalei, he said, Shkolu t'leisa moi, take the 13, a sum of money that tsairi li b'sidinoi, that is in my kerchief, v'hadru le leplanya, and give it back to so-and-so, d'shalkal tinu mine v'lo itzderuchu li, because I collected it from him, anticipating that I would need the money, and that was part of the taxation. But it turns out that I didn't need it, and it's designated in the kerchief, and you can return it to him. The case is closed. So we have one example of taxation and a little glimpse into the types of lives that they lived. Another example, moving down on the daf, about a fifth of the way down, the beginning of the line, Kidemachriz Rabianai. Poku viziru b'shevius mishum arnona. There was a certain type of tax that the Jewish community couldn't get out of, and they therefore went ahead and planted in Eretz Yisrael, even though it was the Shemitah year, because of this tax. The question, of course, is, so what is a tax? How do you go ahead and plant during the Shemitah year? So if you take a look at the top Tosfos, Ve'im Tomar, Tosfos asks this question, Omishum arnona hitiru lachrosh v'lezroa, davye isura midoraisa, because there's a tax, they're going to be in violation of a biblical command not to work the year during the Shemitah year. V'yesh lomar, the answer is Demayri Bishvias Bismanazed Rabbonon. Shemitah in our time, Tosfos says, is the Rabbonon, rabbinic, and therefore, because of this case of pressure, the rabbis allowed working the field during Shemitah, Inami, or you could give a really strong answer, Yeshloma de Pikuach Nefeshu. It's a case of life endangerment. If they're not able to pay up this tax, you don't know what the government would do. This is the aggressive Roman Empire, and you have to pay up the tax. So because of Pikuach Nefesh, they were planting to get the produce. One additional topic also on today's daf is the topic of Shevna, in contrast to the righteous Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was the king in Yerushalayim, the time of Yeshaya, and he had a person on his cabinet by the name of Shevna, who had his own followers. From the Gemara we are told that Shevna had even more followers than Chizkiyah. And Shevna wanted to become subservient to the enemy king, whereas Chizkiyah, and as Yeshaya encouraged him, stood his ground and did not surrender. So the Gemara on Amud Beis tells us that Shevna finally went out to greet the enemy, and they asked him, Mashir Yosei Hecha, where are all those people from your camp, all of your supporters, top line of Amud Beis? Omar, he said, Hadrube, they ran out on me. Amrulei, they said to him, Imkein achuchika mechai chesban, so then all of your promises to become subservient to us were all one big joke. You were making fun of us, and they punished him. The Gemara on that topic, that Shevna wanted to become subservient and pay taxes and perhaps have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and Chizkiyah standing his ground, is the pasuk about 8 lines down, Ki hashasos yehareisun, tzadik ma pa'al. If the shasos would be destroyed, then what's righteousness accomplishing? What did the righteous one accomplish? Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina learnt from this pasuk a reference to this story. Ilu Chizkiyah v'siyaitu neherosim. If Chizkiyah and his followers would have been destroyed, if Hashem would have sided with Shevna, perhaps because he had so many people, a majority, so then what was accomplished by righteousness in this world if, in this case, Hashem doesn't support the righteous one? Ilu Beis HaMikdash Eharis, if the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, Tzadik Ma Pa'ol, what did the righteous one accomplish? And we have the concept here that existed during that story, that particularly because they were Mecharif Es Hashem, that Chizkiyah clearly stood for the Hashem camp, and they were against the Hashem camp, that he was miraculously granted victory. The word shasos, meaning support, something very strong and basic, the foundation of the world, is expounded by the Gemara. Shesia, the foundation stone of the world, as we find in Meseches Yuma, at the place of the Kodesh Kadashim. And another statement regarding the importance of Torah, Sheha'olam Meshusas Aleihem. Righteous people who study Torah, the world is founded upon that. And that's this pasuk, Ki Hashasos Yehoreson, if Hashem wouldn't stand up for them, Tzadik Mapa'al, that was the prayer, that was the claim, that Hashem, you have to stand up for Chizkiyah and grant him success in his resistance of that siege. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.